Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today we're going to talk about a very important subject for us Bible believers. It is Scripture memory. Scripture memory. Look with me in Proverbs chapter 22, verses 17 through 21. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 17 through 21. The Bible says, "Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee." There's the admonition to memorize Scripture. "It is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee?" So Solomon says, or Solomon's admonition, if you will, in Proverbs 22, verse 18, is for you to keep the words of the wise within thee. And the only way to do that is through Scripture memory. Now, I get in conversations with people all the time, and oftentimes I'll hear people attempting to quote Scripture. And, you know, often they mess it up so much until they end up really believing something that God never said. They'll say, you know, well, God said over here, for instance, God will never put on you more than you can handle. That's not Scripture. And God never said that. As a matter of fact, He commonly puts more on you than you can handle. I mean, consider the cross of Jesus Christ. After what He suffered, He couldn't carry that cross alone. Simon the Cyrenian had to help Him. The grace of God is what He gives us in our times of weakness to strengthen us. And our times of weakness are an indication that we are now into an area that is beyond our capacity. But you'll hear people say all the time, you know, the Bible says God will never put on you more than you can handle. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that at all. That is a misapplication of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. So you know, you cannot base your life upon a misunderstanding or misquotation or misapplication of Scripture. You must read what God said, study what He said, and memorize what He said. And when you memorize God's words by Scripture memory, you will know what God said well enough to quote Him exactly. His words will talk with you. They will guide you all along your way. And many times I've been thinking on something, contemplating something, praying about something, and then a scripture or two or three will come to mind. I'm like, okay, all right, that's guiding me. So the question is, why should you memorize Scripture? And in this text, there are several really good reasons. By Scripture memory, first of all, you will know God's wise words. By Scripture memory, you will know God's wise words. He says in verse 17, "Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise." We commonly say that Solomon was one of the wisest men. Well, let me say this. He wasn't nearly, his wisdom was not nearly to the level of God's wisdom. God gave Solomon a lot of wisdom. He wrote his wisdom down. We're reading that wisdom in Proverbs, but this all came from the Lord. And that's because Solomon bowed down his ear and heard the words of the wise and applied his heart to God's knowledge. We need wisdom. We often advise people when they're seeking wisdom to pray for God to give them wisdom. And James chapter 1 says that God will. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. You know, we say that, but we have to remember something. The great recorded wisdom of God is right here in your Bible. It's right here. The great recorded wisdom of God is it's right here. I've got it on the desk right in front of me as I'm talking to you. You have it on your desk, in your car, in your heart, wherever. Listen, when you memorize Scripture, you have the wisdom of God recorded in your heart. And you know, the beauty of that is the Holy Spirit can recall it in you to guide you. The Holy Spirit, one of his functions as our comforter is to bring all things to your remembrance. Jesus Christ said the comforter in John 14:26, which is the Holy Ghost whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Well, the Holy Spirit can't do that if you don't know what he said, but if you memorize what he said, then the Holy Spirit can bring that back to your remembrance. And in order to guide you, but he can also bring it back to your remembrance in order to provide counsel to others as well. We are to answer the words of truth to them that send unto us. So by scripture memory, you will know God's wise words and have the wisdom that you need for daily living and for good counsel. That's the first thing. Also in this text, we see that by scripture memory, you will know not only God's wise words, but you will know God's pleasant words. Proverbs 22, verse 18. It is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. So, they're going to come out. Whatever you got in your heart's coming out of your mouth. The Lord takes account of what we say. In Matthew chapter 12 and verse 36, the Lord says, "Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Let me say it again. "Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Now, I've talked to Christians about that verse. I remember distinctly having a conversation with a person years ago on that verse right there. And she said, "You know what? I don't believe that." In other words, now that we're saved and we're Christians and we're washed in the blood, we say whatever we want to. And we'll never face these because, you know, God's not going to let us face sin at the judgment seat of Christ. Well, I understand, but he also said, "Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." The Lord also says to Christians in Colossians chapter 3, verses 24 and 25, "Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons." So knowing that, knowing 2 Corinthians 5:10, where we give account of the things that are good and bad that are done in the body, I would say it would be better to speak pleasant words. Now, you know, we are here, according to Revelation 4:11, we are here to please God. And one of the best ways to please him is to speak as he speaks. That's why we say, "It is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips." In other words, what's coming out of your mouth is what he said. You know he's pleased with that. And if we're here to please him, it is sure that he's going to be pleased. Listen, his own son did that. His own son pleased his father by saying things that the Lord wanted him to say, by quoting his father. In John chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. John chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. "Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself. Now watch it. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. So he's quoting his Father. You see that? Next verse. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. Watch it. For I do always those things that please him. Well, God was pleased with Jesus Christ and what he said because he was repeating what he had been taught. You see, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, God said. So these are pleasant words, and if you want to please God, then say what God said. And the best way to do that is by scripture memory, because what comes out of your mouth will be a quotation of what the Father taught you. You'll be doing exactly what Jesus Christ did. So memorize his words. Memorize his words. And then speak as the oracles of God. In 1 Peter chapter 4, in verse 11, Peter's running down things that we should do, and he says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Well, the oracles of God are the words of God, these things that we're talking about right here. So by scripture memory, you will know, and you will also be able to speak God's pleasant words. You'll be able to please him. And obviously, when you have to give account of these words, you can simply say, well, I said what you said. You know God will be pleased with that. By scripture memory, you will know God's wise words. You will know God's pleasant words. By scripture memory, you will know God's faithful words. Look at Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 19. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. The reason Solomon wrote this admonition down is to increase our trust in the Lord. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. God's faithful words. We must trust the Lord. All right? That's what we are to do. Trust involves faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the words of God. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So you know what scripture memory will do for you? Scripture memory will increase your trust in the Lord. You say, why is that? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the words of God. When you memorize scripture, that memory of scripture is rolling around in your head, rolling around in your heart. You have something firm and sure upon which to stand. Now we are to trust the Lord with all of our heart. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. So if we are to trust the Lord with all of our heart, and we need to strengthen that trust, then the best way to do it is to increase our faith, and the best way to increase our faith is by the Word of God, and the best way to increase our faith by the Word of God is to memorize Scripture, because then those words are always there. They just keep coming back to your heart, your mind, continually. God's faithful words. By Scripture memory, you will know God's wise words, God's pleasant words, God's faithful words. You will also know God's excellent words. Look at Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 20. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge? You know, if you listen to the radio, which you do, obviously, you're listening now. If you go to the internet, which you do, because, you know, you find our broadcast on the internet. If you watch television, if you read the newspaper, if you read magazines, people say a lot of foolish things today. Have you noticed that? I mean, unfounded things, off-the-wall things, vain things, lots and lots of foolishness today. And much of what people say is embellished. In other words, it's really not the truth. It's it's stoked up to get a response to elicit an emotional reaction. So it's embellished. It's portrayed in such a way, it's not just the plain statement of truth. It's to get under your skin. It's one way or the other. To thrill you or to anger you or whatever the case may be. Much of what people say is embellished. And as a result, they end up telling lies. And people are inclined to believe lies. The more stupendous the story, the more outlandish the story, the more people are inclined to hear it and repeat it and forward it in their emails and on their texts and post it on their Facebook and all that stuff. Well, God's words are not foolish. God's words are excellent words. He says, "Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge?" You know, no one can say what God said better than God said it. So the best way for you to make an excellent point whenever you're trying to make a statement, the best way for you to make an excellent point is to simply quote God. And the most effective way to quote him is from memory. When you're talking to somebody and you bring one of the verses of scripture like that, you'll stop them in their tracks sometimes. I remember years ago, I was standing in line at a convenience store waiting to pay at the pump. I would prepay, you know, they wouldn't let you pump the gas unless you prepaid it. They didn't have card readers at that time. So you had to go inside and you had to give them some money and then go out, pump your gas and come back in and get your change or fill to that dollar amount that you had left at the cash register. Well, at the same time, convenience stores were selling lottery tickets, and so oftentimes to pay at the pump, you had to wait behind some, you know, four or five people who are gambling and scratching off numbers and buying more stuff with what they win, or, you know, it's just craziness. And I saw this nonsense going on, and I was ready to get my gasoline, and so I quoted Proverbs. I said, "He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him." And the guy standing in front of me, who was fourth in line, turned around and looked at me and said, "What did you say?" I said, "He that hasteth to be rich considereth not that he hath an evil eye and poverty shall come upon him." He goes, "That's what I thought you said." Well, then I have no business buying a lottery ticket. And out of the line he went. And I thought, well, there goes one. If I quote two or three other verses of scripture, I may shorten this line up and be next at the cash register. I know that's funny, but you know that guy, listen. When that guy heard the words of Scripture, the excellent words of God, they gave him a reason to change something that he was about to do that was foolish. That was very profound. I've seen that kind of thing happen a number of times. That's just one of the most outstanding cases that comes to mind right now while I'm telling you about these excellent words. The most effective way to quote God is from memory. Now, here's the next saying, by Scripture memory, you will know God's certain words. Proverbs chapter 22, look at verse 21. "That I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth." Now, many times today, people repeat things about which they are not really sure. They're not really certain. You know, there are fact checkers on the internet. You can go to various websites to find out if what you've received in an email or what somebody told you is so or not. You check it out. But the problem is oftentimes we've already said it. we trusted the source and we said it. We weren't really sure or certain that what we said was so, but that's what we heard. Well, let me tell you something. When you repeat something that God said, if you quote the Lord in the context of what he said, you can be absolutely sure that what you said is so. Absolutely. For instance, if you say to somebody, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth," you can be 100% certain that what you said is so. You say, well, there are a lot of people who don't believe that. Doesn't make any difference. Even though every scientist in the world would argue against you, and they won't. They won't all argue against you because many scientists believe what God said. But if they did, you'd be right and they would be wrong. Why? Because you're quoting the certain certainty of God, the things that are absolutely sure. You know what scripture memory does for you? It increases your certainty of God. Scripture memory increases your certainty of what God said. You just stand on that and say, I am standing on a solid rock. I know right where I am. And when you quote it, like I said, people may argue with you. They may say, that's bunk. There are a lot of people who don't believe God. But when you face God with what you said, you say, you know what? You said right on the money. That was exactly what needed to be said, and you could be sure of it. Now, one other thing. By scripture memory, not only will you know God's wise words, God's pleasant words, God's faithful words, God's excellent words, and God's certain words, but by scripture memory, you will know God's true words. Look at verse 21 in Proverbs chapter 22 again, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. Now Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's what he said. And when we get saved, we walk in liberty when we're filled with the Holy Ghost. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, a lot of people don't know the limitations of their liberty, but the best way for you and me to enjoy our liberty is in the truth. Why? Because it's in the truth that we are made free. Do you understand that? But there are Christians today I know that have Christian liberty, and they are absolutely contrary to the words of God and what they're doing. That's sin. That's not liberty. That's sin. You say, well, when do I know that it's liberty? When you are in the truth of God's words. Scripture memory increases our liberty in Christ because it gives us an absolute standard by which to judge every thought and every motive in our hearts. Let me repeat that. Scripture memory increases our liberty in Christ because it gives us an absolute standard by which to judge every thought and motive in our hearts. I have a friend of mine who's a missionary, and he graduated from a Bible college. And in his mission field, he really believed God was leading in a certain way, and his mission board was like thinking, you know, okay, wait a minute, but this is not how we do it. And he was absolutely sure of where he stood because he was standing on the truth of God's words, and he was not persuaded by men to change what God was showing him to do. His liberty in Christ was based upon the absolute standard of God's truth, and he knew in his heart that what he was doing was right. And later, when the mission board saw the fruit of the decision that he made, called back and said, you know what, you were right. And he knew that. You say, how did he know that? Because he had God's true words. Listen, when you're called into question, and you have memorized God's scripture, and you are walking by that scripture, when you are called into question, you can answer with the truth, just like Jesus did every time that he was challenged by the scribes and Pharisees. He was challenged so many times, they were trying to catch something out of his mouth that they could use against him at the trial, and every time he quoted scripture, he quoted it as truth and shut them down. Now listen. You have to be very aware of something right now. As America declines into moral degradation, you've got to be able to answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. That's what he says here. That thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. Proverbs 22:21. People are going to say, why do you take that stand? Why are you there on, why do you take that stand on, let's say, same-sex marriage? Boom. Answer the words of truth. And take that stand. You say, well, they're going to argue with me. They may, but I'm going to tell you something. You are true. Listen, a standard must be true, and in order for everything built according to that standard to be solid and right. If you and I have a tape measure and we're building a house and my foot is an exact 12 inches and your foot is 13 inches because it's not exact, mine's true and yours is not, and we're going to end up with a faulty house because everything that you built is going to be built wrong. You see? Likewise, when America turns its back on the words of God and does not live in truth but makes policy and law contrary to the truth, those of us who live in the liberty of the truth of God's words must memorize God's words so that we can answer and say, but this is why I take the stand I take. And know that you're right. Scripture memory, by scripture memory, you'll know God's wise words, and it'll make you wise and give good, wise counsel. By scripture memory, you'll know God's pleasant words, and when you speak them, you will know you're pleasing God. By scripture memory, you will know God's faithful words, and they will increase your trust in the Lord. By scripture memory, you will know God's excellent words. And listen, you won't be inclined to lies and to believe lies. With God's scripture memory, you will know God's certain words, and when you speak, you will be absolutely sure that what you said is so. And by scripture memory, you will know God's true words, and they will define your liberty, for you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Scripture memory is a must for Christians who want wisdom. Scripture memory is a must for Christians who want to please God. Scripture memory is a must for Christians who want to strengthen their faith in Christ. Scripture memory is a must for Christians who want to live in truth and live in certainty and who want to be right when they speak. So you know what? You need to get started memorizing Scripture. You say, how? Just get in it. Memorize it. There are plans, but I say just get in there and get it in your heart and get it in your head and go over it, over it, over it again until it is yours. And the more the merrier. Listen, scripture memory is of absolute importance, as you see today in your life with Christ. May God bless you as you act upon His words and do what you've seen from the Scripture. And I pray God will give you a good heart and a good mind to remember His words. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.